So we're coming up towards Purim, towards Tainus Esther, as the pre-Purim, the beginning of the Purim season. We'll discuss that. Is that actually the way to understand Tainus Esther or not? It's actually interesting when we think about the basis and the history for Tainus Esther. Usually we have a fast day, we can give a pretty clear account of where it came from, right? Yom Kippur is obviously in the Torah. The other main fasts, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Tisha B'Av, Shavasar B'Tammuz, those are presumably referred to in the Pasuk in Zechariah and explicated by the Gemara. But if you're wondering what's the source for Tainus Esther, it's not immediately available, right? Anyone tell me what's the original source of Tainus Esther? Right. The Megillah. Okay, so maybe it's in the Megillah. We'll see. We'll see if that bears out. There's clearly no pasuk in the Megillah that says every year the Jews on the 13th of Adar fast for a day, right? Definitely doesn't say that. But maybe somehow there's some allusion to some sort of fast. If not that, it's really not clear where it appears, right? No Gemaras explicitly discuss Tainus Esther, no Psukim, and it somehow develops. So we're going to look a little bit at the history and the lumdus of Tainus Esther, what the source is. I call it a controversial fast. It's not so simple that you can fast on the 13th of Adar for two different reasons. And then we'll see the way that the minhag, this practice of fasting, if it is just a minhag, how it develops, and the status of that fast. Is it the same as other fasts, or does it have a unique nature in some way? So with that, we're going to jump in. We'll start by looking at Tainus Esther, as a couple of you suggested. Maybe the source for Tainus Esther is in Megillas Esther. So let's see how that bears itself out. We'll start in Perek Gimel of Esther. This is when the bad news shows up, right? On the 13th of the first month, of course, Nisan, they wrote like Haman said to do, and they sent this out. The bad news that all the Jews should be able to be wiped out on a certain day. 11 months later, in the 13th of Adar, wipe out all the Jews. So that's very bad news. Moving to Perek Dalid, Mordechai is very upset. He starts tearing Kriya. He starts mourning. And then Esther says, "Lech kenosis kol ha'yudim anim sim b'shushan, go gather all the Jews in Shushan, v'tzumu alai, and fast on my behalf. Don't eat or drink for 3 days, night and day," which that seems like a lot, but okay. And I'll also fast, and then I'll go to the king. So this is where Esther actually fasts, right? If we want to say, did Esther fast? That's right here. And then, of course, the fortunes are turned. The Nes Purim happens. And in Perek Tes, after the Jews are victorious, they gather. In most places, they only had the war. They wiped out the enemies of the Jews on the 13th. In Shushan, they also fought on the 14th. And this all happened on the 13th and 14th. Right, Pasuk Yud Zayin, B'yom Shloshah Asar Chodesh Adar, that was the war. V'noach Barba Asar Bor, on the 14th they rested. V'aso Yom Yishtei V'simcha, and they had a day of celebration. And in Shushan, the war was the 13th and 14th. V'noach B'chamishah Asar Bor, and they rested on the 15th. And jumping now to Pasuk Kaf, Mordechai, V'yichto Mordechai, Esad Verima Eile, Mordechai writes down all these things. He sends out a letter, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, L'kayem Aliyam, to establish Lioso Simis Yom Arba Asar, the 14th and 15th, we have a holiday. Why? Because those are Kayimim Asher Nachuvim Ayyadim Yoyvehem. Those are the days that the Jews rested. You fight on the 13th, you rest on the 14th, you celebrate the 14th. That's in unwalled cities. Walled cities corresponding to Shushan, you fight on the 13th, 14th, and you rest and celebrate on the 15th. The Jews all accept this. Pasuk Kaf Zayin, they accepted this upon themselves. Keep these 2 days, and these days are kept. And Esther wrote a letter, right? Pasuk Kaf Tes. They write this letter to keep Purim. They have a second letter. they send this out to everyone. Pasuk Lamed Aleph L'Kayem Es Yimei Purim Ha'Ila B'Zmanehem Kasher Kiyal Meyam Mordechai Yediv Esther Malkal Kasher Kimol Ad Nafshem V'Azaram Divrei Atzamos V'Zakasam. Everyone should keep these days of Purim just like they agreed to keep Divrei Atzamos V'Zakasam, the days of the fast. So already there's a couple of different places here where we might see a Tainus Esther. Number one, the fast that Esther actually does for 3 days. Number two, the establishment of Purim, which is somehow connected to Divrei Hatzomos V'Zakasam, is connected to the days of the fast. So those are two possible places where we might see a fast in Megillas Esther, but there's no pasuk saying they establish the fast clearly, right? If it's saying it, it's being very oblique, very indirect about it. Right, those dates are missing, but presumably it's soon after when the Gzeira came out, right? That's, you've just followed the story. They said on the 13th of the first month, they said this bad thing would happen, and within a couple days, they're already fasting. I think some people ask, it's during Pesach. How could you fast during Pesach? Okay, we'll leave that discussion for another time. I mean,
but it's definitely nowhere near.
It doesn't seem like it's in Adar at all, right? If it is, it's a little too late, right? If you're going to ask the king to change the decree and send out new letters, you got to do that soon. You can't do that when the war is already happening. Okay, so before we find some clearer sources as to Tainus Esther's origin, we should talk about two reasons why it's usher to fast on the 13th of Adar. It's a little awkward because that is what we do most years, not this year. But there are two fairly significant reasons why it might be usher. So first, the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara talks about what's known as Megillas Tainus, the scroll of fasts. Megillas Tainus lists a bunch of days on which you're not allowed to fast, right? Oddly named letter, but you're not allowed to fast in these days. There's a bunch of holidays that that exist, and that's important background knowledge and ties into that. So again, the Gemara then says, Tanan, beginning of source 4, Avmi sha'amru makdimim lo me'achrin, this is a Purim-related thing, you can do things early, but not late, meaning you could read the Megillah early in certain cities. You're allowed to read the Megillah on the 13th, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Adar. You can't do it after the 14th, 15th. Mutarin behesper v'tainus. Even though you're allowed to read the Megillah, let's say on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, you can still do a hesper or tainus, which you're not allowed to do on the 14th and 15th. You're not allowed to fast on the 14th and 15th. You're not allowed to mourn. But you're allowed to on the days of 11, 12, 13 when you couldn't read the Megillah. And then the Gemara is trying to figure out what exactly is the scenario. What days are we talking about when you're allowed to do Hesped and Tainus? It can't be the 14th. It can't be the 15th. So then it suggests in the bold, the Ella, so must be Bnei Arbisar, someone who reads usually on the 14th, like you know us in Tinek, the Kakari Lebetzlesar, and for whatever reason, they read it on the 13th. They're a small town, so they read it a bit early. They read it on the 13th. And you'd be allowed to fast on the 13th. Maybe that's what the halacha is saying. You can read early on the 13th, but it still doesn't prohibit fasting. It's not really Purim. It's just an early, you know, it's like early voting. It's not really election day. It's early voting. So early reading of the Megillah. It's not Purim. It's just early reading, and you're allowed to have a hesped and tainus. But the Gemara says, how can you say that? Yom Nicanor hu. It's Yom Nicanor on the 13th of Adar. You can't fast on Yom Nicanor. Now, what's Yom Nicanor? Most of you, I'm assuming, never heard of it. Yom Nicanor is actually written about. It's one of the dates in Megillas Tainus. It's one of the dates when you're not allowed to fast because something good happened. The history is the Battle of Adasa. I had to look this up. The Battle of Adasa in the year 161 BCE, where King Nicanor was defeated. He had made some decrees. He was fighting. Bad guy. He was defeated in Adasa, which apparently is near like northern Yerushalayim, Pisgat Ze'ev area. He was defeated. There was a day of celebration. And from 161 and on, they celebrated that day and they didn't fast. So it's usher to fast on the 13th of Adar. So what are you saying, says the Gemara, that, okay, even though you read the Megillah early on the 13th, you're still allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast. It's Yom Nicanor. The Gemara then continues and says, maybe on the 12th, maybe it would be you read early on the 12th and you can fast on the 12th. But how can you fast on the 12th? It's Yom Shalifnei Nicanor. That's Erev Nicanor. You can't fast on Erev Nicanor, right? So the 13th is a big deal. You can't really fast then. Now, the answer to this one is probably, what do we say about Megillas Tainus? How much does that apply nowadays? It's Batel, with two exceptions, right? We don't have any days other than Shabbos, Yontif, Chol Hamoed, etc., Rosh Chodesh. We don't have any days that you're not allowed to fast anymore, except for two holidays that we still keep that are not D'oraisa, which are what? Purim and Chanukah. The rest, got wiped away because after the Churban, whole discussion, after the Churban, we don't apply it anymore. So presumably that would solve the Yom Nicanor issue, is how we might fast on the 13th. Although some Rishonim still raise this as an issue and say, okay, maybe an individual is allowed to fast on the 13th, but to establish a fast where everyone every year fasts on the 13th of Adar when it's Yom Nicanor, that still seems wrong. So we'll see, that will come back. We have one problem. Problem number one, of fasting on the 13th being Yom Nicanor. Problem number two...
How come they don't give the argument it's Erev Purim?
Problem number two, it's Erev Purim. So let's look. So actually that is discussed. We're not gonna look at that inside, but that's discussed. That's raised as an issue. Usually the days before the items on the Megillas Tanis, you can't fast either. You can't fast the days before or after or on the day itself. What about Erev Purim? So some Rishonim say, well, it's because we only sort of keep Megillas Tanis and we only keep it for Hanukkah and Purim, we only keep it for the day of and not the day before. So that's possibly a way out, but not everyone agrees about that. That's a good question as well. Yeah. That depends on the same issue. But right, we generally don't apply it that way. But in theory, one could... originally, that was the original Takana, when Hanukkah was on Megillas Tainis. To the extent that doesn't apply today, it's because maybe we backed off. We don't have the full Hanukkah Purim Megillas Tainis experience, even for those two holidays nowadays. Okay. So the other source here that comes up in terms of thinking about the 13th is in source 5, Gemara and Megillah. Megillah Nikreis Be'achadasar. This is the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah, right at the beginning of Maseches Megillah, that says the Megillah is sometimes read in the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. 14th, 15th, right, 14th unwalled cities, 15th walled cities. And 11, 12, 13 is if you're in a small town and you need to read it early because you wouldn't get a minion otherwise, that sort of issue, fine. So these are the dates when you can read Megillah. The Gemara says, Minalan, what's the source for this? How do we know, or what hint do we have in the Psukim that you can read the Megillah on these early dates? Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Amar Kra, L'kayem es yimei Purim ha'ela bizmanehem. It says you keep these days of Purim, bizmanehem, in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lehem, that's a lot of days. And then we say, Zmanim dumio dizmanam, how many days is Zmanehem? Well, Zman, the basic days, the days that are mentioned in the Megillah are two, the 14th and the 15th. So Zmanehem means you double it. These two and you add another two. That adds up to 4 days. What's missing? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 is five. You only have four. How do we get from four to five? So, and the Gemara says, Ve'ema, Tresa, or Tresa. Okay, so maybe you can read the Megillah on 12, 13, 14, 15. That's four, right? Who says you could read it on the fifth day? Kedamar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Shlosha Asar Zman Kehila Lakolhi, Velo Tzarech L'Rabuye, Halkanam, Shlosha Asar Zman Kehila Lakolhi, Velo Tzarech L'Rabuye. The 13th, we don't need a Pasuk. It's obvious that you can read the Megillah on the 13th. Why? It's Zman Kehila Lakol. What does Zman Kehila Lakol mean? We just saw in the Psukim, Nikhalu HaYehudim Be'arehem. Right? The Jews gathered in their cities on the 13th, and they fought the war. Since the 13th, and there's a couple ways of reading this, but we'll take this approach. Since the 13th is the day they fought the war, definitely you should be able to celebrate Purim and read the Megillah on the 13th. Right? So it's not even just that it's Erev Purim, it's maybe even the most obvious day. You don't even need a pasuk to teach that you can read the Megillah on the 13th. It's the real Purim, almost. I mean, obviously not in practice, right? But in some conceptual way, it's the day they won the war. Okay, we celebrate after, but you definitely should be able to celebrate during. You definitely can read the Megillah on the 13th. How can we fast on the 13th? It's the happiest day. It's the day of the victory of Purim. Yeah. Was there a hand? Yeah.
Or, I mean, to say that you can't fast ever Purim, and the Titus Esther is May 8th,
oh,
the next.
Oh.
We have a Titus Era Pesach, we have a Titus Behold.
Some of us, yeah. Right, great. So... Great, so we'll get to that, and that is in a very important approach. We'll get to that, hold that thought. But before we get to the answer, we have to set up the problem, right? So we don't even know what the source for Tainus Esther is. So we're still working on that, but very good. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Okay, so with our two problems about Tainus Esther, right? It's Yom Nicanor. We can't fast in Yom Nicanor. And it's Erev Purim, or maybe it's even the real Purim, or the basis for the celebration of Purim. How can we fast? So let's try to find some sources for why we can do Purim. And The clear sources really start in the Gaonic period into the Rishonim. Right, there's no clear-cut Gemara. So let's start with the Rambam, Hilchos Tanios. And the Rambam says, V'nagu kol Yisrael b'zmanim elu. Everyone now has this minhag these days. Le'is'anos b'shlosha asar ba'adar. Fast on the 13th. Why? Zecher l'tainis she'is'anu b'mei Haman. Commemorating the fast they did in the time of Haman. Shenemar divrei atzomos v'zakasam. The pasuk that we saw towards the end of Perek Tes of the Megillah. Divrei atzomos v'zakasam. The days of fasts and Zaka. Now, is this what level is this practice of fasting according to the Rambam? He says Nagu. It really sounds like a minhag. On the other hand, he quotes a pasuk. Is he saying it's Divrei Nevi'im? It's a Divrei Kabbalah rather from being in Nach. Maybe, although it really sounds like Nagu. It sounds like that's maybe an Asmachta. He does seem to push more Nagu. Actually, the Rav thinks that this is Divrei Kabbalah, but. You know, it's not so clear. It does say Nagu, but fine. That's what he says. And it's a commemoration of the Tainus that they fasted in the days of Haman. Now, when did that Tainus happen? When was that fast? Sorry? Probably in Nisan. It sounds like they're commemorating the fast from Nisan, maybe a drop after Nisan. And we commemorate that in Purim.
Mail was very slow back then.
Okay, but the before the mail went out, this was in Shushan, the action, right? They wanted to... They were starting to get things going before it all went out. I don't know, it's hard to know exactly when, but definitely not during Purim. And then the Rambam says, and this is going to be relevant, we'll see, the Imchal Shlosha Asar Ba'adar Lios B'Shabbos, like this year, the 13th, falls out on a Shabbos, Matibim Mizan B'Chamishi Shu'achar Asar, you fast on Thursday, which is the 11th, which we're doing this year. We'll talk about that. It's actually a little controversial. The people in Provence, the community in Provence fasted on the Friday, not the Thursday. So, okay, interesting. And Aval Echad Me'arba, you made Somos, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Dochin Oso Le'achar HaShabbos. Usually fasts, we push them off to after. Here, we push it to before, and not just before, to Thursday. We'll hold exactly why that is for a minute. Fine. That's approach number one. That's approach from the Rambam. Nagu, it's a zecher to the Tainus, the original Tainus Esther, which happened in Nisan. The Shibole Aleket in Yoni Purim quotes Rashi, as we'll see in a second, with a very different approach. So he says, Din Tainus al Erev Purim, when Nefilas Apayim B'Mincha HaTainus, Nagu B'nei Olam, he also says it's a Minhag, Lizanos Erev Purim, Lizecher, Divrei Atzomos, She'asubi Mei Mordechai V'Esther, right, commemorating the fasts from Mordechai and Esther. Notice he uses the language Divrei Atzomos. He's also paraphrasing the pasuk, but he clearly is putting it in the formulation of a minhag. That was during Pesach. Nagu lisvoch atainis the Purim. Right, we tied into Purim. Right, we're getting already towards Phil's direction. Right, that it's around the same time of Purim. Ukeshechal Purim be'echav Shabbos misan b'chamishi b'yom chamishi lefanav. You push the fast back to Thursday if it's on Shabbos. And then he says as follows: Matzasi v'shem Rabbeinu Shlomo zitzal. You heard from Rabbeinu Shlomo, namely Rashi. Ma'isa v'iru Purim be'echav Shabbos. One year Purim was on a Sunday. The kidma kalis anas v'chamishi. People were fasting on Thursday. Kiminag hakihilos uva isha achas shahisa tzricha lirkov etzal shilton. Some woman needed to go to the government. Shalom Rabbeinu v'yecholis anas lemachar. She says, can I fast on Friday? Thursday, I have to travel for government business. It's hard to travel while fasting. This isn't a serious time. It's not Doraisa. It's not Doraisa. It's a minhag. Okay, it's a minhag. It's not a real Tainus Darabanan. It's not even on the right day. We're doing this months off. That was during Pesach. What about the pasuk Divrei Atzomos Kasuv? In the Perusha Lakach Perusha Al Divrei Atzomos VeHazeakos VeAtzor SheAver LeMimei Haman Kiblo LeMimei Purim LaZeichar Anes. They had a lot of difficult things that happened in the Purim story. For that reason, they made a holiday called Purim. That has nothing to do with Tainus Esther. Divrei Atzomos just means that's part of what they all experienced. Elakach Perusha. You read that? Bimei Haman, Kiblo Leimei Purim, Lezechar Anes Ledoros, to commemorate the miracle for all generations. So, Vafal Pichein Lo Atu Lo Adam Lifrosh Menat Zibor, Damrin Lo Siskodu Lo Sazugudu. Okay, with all that being said, it's only a minhag. Still, better not to move the fast just because it's inconvenient, right? This is not, she's not a chola, she's not even a chola she'im basakana. She just says, I want to travel, I don't want it to be hard. If it's just that, we should really stand steadfast in our minhag and keep it the same day. But what do we see from Rashi? Very clearly, the basis of Titus Esther is a minhag. It's not a derabanan. Most taniyos are a very strong derabanan, a divrei kabbalah derabanan, a derabanan that's tied in Nach, not Tainus Bechoros, but all the other fasts, right? Those are all, and Yom Kippur is Deoraisa. Tainus Esther is much less than that. One other possibility here, the Ibn Ezra, his reading of Divrei Atzmos Vizakasim, Matam Vizakasim, what does Vizakasim mean? L'espala v'lizok el Hashem b'mei Tainus. There's a couple of different ways of reading this, but it sounds like what he's saying is Divrei Atzmos Vizakasim, they establish these Divrei Atzmos Vizakasim to cry out to Hashem on the days of fast, meaning maybe on Tainus Esther. So according to that, maybe Tainus Esther was established by Esther and Mordechai. When they established Purim, they established Tainus Esther also. It's not a minhag from the time of the Gaonim to commemorate something earlier. No, it was takana made at the time of the Megillah. Why do we call it Tainus Esther? Because Esther established the Tainus. Maybe it's not because she fasted the original time. It's because she said, along with Mordechai, let's fast on Erev Purim. Maybe that's the basis for it. So we have three possibilities, right? Is Tainus Esther just a minhag, as Rashi says? Is it more than just a minhag? It's commemorating what happened in the story, and we'll see maybe it's even more than that. Or Ibn Ezra says it's really Divrei Kabbalah. We'll see in one moment, the Rush is going to say, he's going to give a different account slightly, but he's going to say it's actually comes from the Gemara. It's a Dinder Abundant from the Gemara. So that will be a third approach in one moment. According to who?
Pshat?
So it could be a couple different things. It could be they established Purim because they had a whole experience, including fasting, including fighting. It was a whole experience. So because it says, Kimu v'kibul yudim, they accepted to keep Purim. Kasher, Kimu al-afsham v'al-zaram, divrei atzmos, just like they had this whole experience involving fast, involving wars.
But what does Zakosom mean? Zakos of the
Tzom? Yeah. Yeah, crying out. Right. Usually fast days are not just about fasting, they're about davening, right? That's in general how it works. We'll see the Rush, and he's going to quote Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to get a different account of how to read Divrei Atzmos V'Kasam, how to read the Gemara on Daf Hei, and we'll see, maybe there's a Gemara about this. Maybe there's a Gemara about Tainus Esther after all. So let's jump into that. Source number 9. The Rush says, Hecha Remiza. Where's the hint? He's quoting the Gemara. Right, Amar Shem Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kra, Likai Mismiya Perme Ila Bizman Nehem, Zmanim Harbe. We saw a snippet of this Gemara, right? Zman Nehem, it means the plural, and just like you have 2 days that are explicit, 14 and 15, two more. Where do you get the 13th from? Zman Kihila Lakolvi. And first he quotes Rashi. What is Zman Kihila Lakol? What does it mean that the 13th is a time of communing for everyone? Perish Rashi. Shenikalu Lamod Al Nafsham. They got together to defend their lives. They fought the war on the 13th. Lokachu tzarech kray only a pasuk. Belona here, he disagrees. It's not clear. This Rashi. The need the nikelu bo bayom. Okay, they fought on the 13th. Kevin shekavu akriya biyadal v'chamisha asar. Minon shichol likros likros bo. You're supposed to do Purim on the day that you rested, on the happy day after the war, not on the day of the war. So what are you saying, Rashi? That you can fast. That you can definitely read the Megillah on the 13th. The point of reading the Megillah and celebrating Purim is after the war. The 14th in unwalled cities. The 15th in walled cities. The ode lo zman milchama goram is akriya el zman amenucha. It's about resting. You're adding stuff. So he pushes back on Rashi. He quotes the Ri who ties it into the Yerushalmi and says maybe Yod Gimel zman milchama. It's a slightly different girsa. Fine, but let's jump ahead to 5 lines from the bottom. Upirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, what does it mean zman kihila lakoli? What does it mean the 13th is a time of community for everyone? Sheakol mis asvim l'tainus Esther. The Gemara tells us the 13th of Adar, that's Tainus Esther. Everyone gathers for Tainus Esther, right? You know, somehow I'm guessing there's more people at Mincha on the fast day than other days, right? Because people are gathering for the fast. There are more people at Shacharis for Sleepless. It's a day of more gathering, of more davening. The people come from out of town into the big cities to say Sleepless and Tachanun. Lefisha bo nikalu lamar al nafsham. Why do we fast on Tainus Esther? that the Gemara is referring to, because that's the day that they fought the war. Vayutzrichim rachamim. They needed rachamim then. So just like in the time of the Megillah, everyone who wasn't fighting was davening, was fasting. We commemorate the 13th as a day of war and fasting with a day of fasting, right? So we commemorate that day ourselves. Moshe fought with Amalek. He set up a fast. The Gemara says that's the source that a Tainus Tzibra has three people, Moshe, Aaron, and Hur. So you fast on a day of war, not the people fighting, hopefully, but the other people, the rest of the community fast. That's what we do on Tainus Esther. We commemorate the fast, not by Esther, the fast during the war, on the 13th of Adar. So the date actually makes sense, right? It's actually the right date. And Mikan Nira Lerbeinu Tam, Sa'ad, L'Tainus Esther. This is the source for Tainus Esther, Shanu Osim, that we do. Just like they did in the time of Mordechai and Esther, when they defended themselves, some fought the war, some were home fasting. We have no other source for this. The only source for Tainus Esther is the Gemara in Megillah, right at the beginning. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Elabikan, right? That's the only. This is the only source. And then he talks about what about Thursday? Why don't we do this year? Why don't we do Tainus Esther on Friday? Why do we push it all the way back to Thursday? On a fast day, you have a lot of slichos, you have a lot of tachanun. There's no time on Erev Shabbos. People are busy getting ready for Shabbos, work, whatever. There's not enough time to do a fast, so push it back to Thursday. There's more time. Fine. Then he throws out, the Rush does, a monkey wrench, something very different. We're going to see. Yeah?
Is the Rabbeinu Tam reading Esther Peretz, the word Vayikalu, he's learning into that? Vayikalu equals fasting and praying?
Sounds like it, yeah. They fought a war, and correspondingly, the people fasted. That's what happened then, and that's what we recreate now. Yeah.
Therefore, it's more Kabbalah?
Well, it's not clear that it's Divrei Kabbalah, because he doesn't quite say that the Pesukim are telling us to do it, but it's definitely the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that is the day of Tainus Esther, that's Siman Kehila.
Gemara's word is reinterpreting it, but the Gemara says Vayikalu, that's a code word for fasting.
The Gemara doesn't quite say that. The Gemara says that's Siman Kehila. Rabbeinu Tam says, what does that mean? It means Vayikalu refers to the fact fast that they did then. They didn't institute it then, but the Gemara mentions it. That indicates that the Gemara instituted it.
Okay.
And therefore it has a din, Durabana, not necessarily Divrei Kabbalah, because he doesn't say Divrei Atzom, he doesn't say Esther said to do it. He says this is our practice based on the Gemara. The Gemara says to do it, that's a din Durabana. At the end here, the last few lines of source 9, the Rush brings in a totally different source. We're going to see now two totally different explanations for Tainus Esther. So far we've seen sort of classic ones, right? Tainus Esther commemorating Esther's fast. Tainus Esther, the fast that Esther established. Tainus Esther, the war and the fast they did around the war. Now we're going to see two totally different explanations, or at least they seem very different. U'maseches Sofrim, and we have a quote immediately below. Isa, Shavosenu Shibim Marav, our rabbis in the West, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Mis'anim Ba'adar, Shlosha Taniel Shel Esther. They have three fasts of Esther. Why three? Esther said, I'm going to fast for 3 days. What is this? If you think Tainus Esther is based on what Esther did, why do we get a discount? Esther fasted for 3 days. We fast for 1 day? No, that's not appropriate. We should fast for 3 days, just like Esther did. And that some people have that minog in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, those were in Nisan. Lawyer wrote some Nisanos b'Nisan. We don't want to fast in Nisan. That's a happy time. That's the Geula, right, from Mitzrayim. That's when the Mishkan was built. We don't want to fast then. So we push it back to, well, actually, it's not clear. Maybe it means you push it back to Adar. Maybe it means you push it later to Iyar. So some have suggested, what could this be referring to? Well, let's first see the next source. Let's see the next source, and then we'll try to figure out what this is referring to. This is the quote from Masechet Sofrin, which is one of the Masechtos Ketanos. It's from early in the Gaonic period, most likely. Shloshes Yimei Atzom, these 3 days of the fast, that's referring to the fast around Esther, Enis an in Osan Ritzufin. You don't do 3 days in a row. That's too much. Ella Pruden, we split it up. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Rabbi Sanders Eretz Yisrael, Nagulis Anos Achrimia Purim. In Eretz Yisrael, they did it after Purim. Why? Mipnei Nikanor v'chaverav. Right? See, Nicanor came back. You can't fast on the 13th of Adar. It's Yom Nicanor. So fast after Purim, so you don't have that problem. We always want to make things later, so we do it after Purim. So according to this view, you do these three fasts at the end of Adar. According to the previous source, the way the Rush says it over, it sounds like maybe, especially you have this rule, Me'achrim v'Peranus, maybe if you can't do it in Nisan, you should do it in Nisan, because that's when Esther fasted 3 days. But we push it off to after Nisan. What do we call that? Three fasts on a Monday, Thursday, Monday in ER? Bahab. This is Bahab. Now, I highly doubt that people here keep Bahab. It's not the most common minhag kept nowadays, but definitely many communities in Eastern Europe kept Bahab going for a very long time. You fast Monday, Thursday, Monday after Sukkot and after Pesach. So people always assume it's tied to the Chag, and people maybe get a little too carried away on Chag, and you need to do tshuva for that. But maybe not. Maybe Tainus Bahab of ER is Tainus Esther. That's the real Tainus Esther. You fast 3 days. And, or maybe you keep it in the second half of Adar. Just one more point. Apparently, this... Just a second. I found someone did some research. They said the Anusim, the people who were forcibly converted by the Spanish of Mallorca, until the 17th century kept this practice of fasting for 3 days, but not called Bahab. 3 days, they called it Tainus Esther. They fasted 3 days Tainus Esther in, I think, the end of Adar, if I'm not mistaken. And that was their Tainus Esther. So it's really two different practices, the 13th of Adar or these 3 days, Bahab, either late Adar or ER, but maybe they merged together. Maybe that's the source for Tainus Esther. Okay, we moved it around a bit. We're not so makbid on Yom Nicanor. We don't do three. It morphed a little bit, but maybe that's what Tainus Esther is. It's somehow Bahab, or you know, some transmogrification of these 3 days of fast for Esther. One and two, yeah. Ah, great. So hold that thought. We're going to get to that. That is said generally by fast days. Usually by fast days, we say we want to push off fasts, right? All fasts are pushed later, not earlier, with the exception of Tainus Esther, or maybe not, right? According to this view, not. Tainus Esther also, but we'll get to that in a minute. Why is it that Tainus Esther is pushed earlier to Thursday, or maybe Friday, if you're in from Provence, but it's not pushed ahead? We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. Same question. Great. So fine, so we have a third explanation, right? Or depending how you count, right? It's not commemorating the fast that Esther did. And it's not commemorating the fast that Esther established or the war, the fast that people did during the war. It's sort of a separate thing. It's really three-day fast, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, that got moved around and somehow maybe ended up back in, I guess this would also be commemorating Esther's fast, but in a very different form that then got sort of watered down to be on the 13th. And now for something completely different, source 11, the Magid Mesharim, the angel telling the Beis Yosef the explanation for this. So, you know, don't take it from me or from the Beis Yosef, take it from the Magid, or your Gimla Adar Sheni. So this was just like this year, it was the eve of the 13th of Adar Sheni. And the angel said, Halolecha l'minda, you should know, ki bimei Purim uv'leil Pesach, both on Purim night, or sorry, Purim day and Pesach night, mutar lishtos kol yayin sheyirtze, ha'adam lis'ani lispani. People drink a ton of wine and enjoy themselves, okay? Mipnei she'samael v'chivya bisha, because Samael, the demonic angel, and chivya bisha, the evil snake, also some sort of demonic force, darkam lahachnis simcha belibos b'nei adam, their path, they make people very happy, v'lasis v'lil lechol lishtos, that people eat and drink a lot, v'achrach ole umastin, and then they go and take people off track. Vizehu soda tainis shemisana biyugimel Adar. That's why we fast on the 13th of Adar, what we call Tainus Esther. Nothing to do with Esther. This is the real reason you fast on the Yud Gimel Adar. V'ulachnia kocho milahastin, to weaken the power of Samael and Chivya Bisha, so that they can't be Satanized. They can't do their Satan thing. Vizehu sod gamkin shemisana bechoros va'istenisin uksas meyadam acherim be'erit Pesach. This is also why we have Tainus Bechoros, which is not just for Bechor, it's also for some other people. Why? You're going to have four cups of wine, so that Samael and the snake don't trick you to do averos. You weaken their power by fasting on Erev Pesach and Erev Purim Ulahoros. Yisrael smeichem mishosim b'yamim elu. When Yisrael, when as Jewish people, we're all very happy. We drink a lot on Purim and on Pesach. Eina chas v'shalom lahashlim taivas yitzar. It's not to fulfill the desires of Yitzhar. El la vodas konenu. At service of Hashem. Shere he magdim lis anos kod mochein lachnia taivas yitzar. It's not like we're always enjoying food. We even fasted yesterday. So we're doing it l'shem shamayim. We're not going to be tempted by the Yetzer Hara. That's the real reason for Tainus Esther. Now this year, it's a little iffy, right? If you move it back, you're not really getting the... So I don't know. I guess watch out for Chivya Bisha, this Purim, according to the Magid Mei Sharm, if you're on that Madrega. Nothing at all to do with the story, but that's the real reason, right? It's a good cover story, if you had to come up with a cover story. Yeah. Okay, maybe, right? Maybe Shabbos protects in other ways. Although, in this particular way, you know, some people enjoy themselves on Shabbos too, right? So maybe it's even worse. I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Maybe the spiritual subjugation rather than, you know, physically. So even though there's a day separated.
You're saying even with the gap of a couple of days, still you get into the mindset. Maybe. Maybe it's not a hefsek. Could be. Okay. So let's now talk. Let's move from history to Lumdus a little bit. Before we get into pure Lumdus, what level is the Tainus of Miguel of Tainus Esther? We saw already Rashi quoted as saying it's a minhag. We saw Rabbeinu Tam saying it's in the Gemara. Presumably it's a dinder Rabbanan. And there is the approach, and I think I didn't quote this here. Maybe it's a bit later. The Ravid is quoted as saying that it comes from the Pesukim Divrei Atzmos V'Zakasam. We saw the Ibn Ezra may say that it's Divrei Kabbalah, like a Durabanan plus. Those are the different possible levels. Fine. But the Ritva here in Source 12, commenting on that same Gemara in Megillah, and you know, parallel to the Rush that we saw in Source 9, just we'll read the bold. He says, "Mikolmakom lomatzinu tainis zebichal atzmos." Shame Gzeres Chachamim. This is not really part of the fasts that are a Gzeres Chachamim, that are a Dinder Rabbanan. I mean, he's arguing here on Rabbeinu Tam. He's going more or less with Rashi. This is not one of those Durabanans. Ela Ke'en Tainis Yachid Hu. It's a Tainis Yachid. There's a minhag for everyone to accept a Tainis Yachid on Tainis Esther. It's not mandatory as a Tainis Durabanan. It's a Tainis Yachid. It's not really a Tainis Tzibur. It's many people doing an individual Tainis. You do have to fast. You can't just opt out. If you feel like a mishum, al titosh torasi mecha, tzarach kabbalah mibod yom. The reason why you have to fast is al titosh torasi mecha, meaning minhag. There's a minhag to fast. It doesn't happen automatically, though. It's not like the community establishes a fast and you have a chiv to fast. You have to yourself commit to fast. The minhag is you have to yourself commit to fast. And actually, places where they used to announce fast days, for fasts that are Durabanan, they wouldn't announce Tainus Esther. Presumably because it's not a real Tainus Tzibur. It's a minhag of a collective Tainus Yachid, but it's not really a Tainus Tzibur. So that's already another difference, and it ties in with the view of Rashi, presumably, that it's just a minhag, it's not really a Durabanan. One and two. Yeah. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. Meaning, but I don't know if it's because they're in the pasuk. It's just those had a real din derabanan in being mechayiv the tainus, which you don't have for tainus Esther. Yeah.
Can't you say that also that it's just from Ibn Ezra? If Ibn Ezra can say his followers of Hashem, it's a classic isara and a tainus, which is a tainus yachid.
Mm-hmm.
The community has specific isara. That's not a tainus support.
You're saying a local community.
Right.
Yeah, and it needs a Kabbalah. I hear, that could, depending on how you read the Ibn Ezra, that could fit as well, potentially. Although the Ibn Ezra does seem to be tying it into being, you know, sort of possibly mandated by Esther then, which, if that's true, then maybe it was a real Taikana, which the Ritva is denying.
So it was a
right?
Seaport kind of activity.
Right, the Rabbeinu Tam, it seems like, would say that's a tibur. Whereas the Ritva here, and presumably Rashi, are saying, no, it's just a minhag. There's no din derabanan. There's no, it's the minhag that we do this every year. But it's not, we're not doing anything collectively. Okay, so, you know, a question. Why do we do all the things you do in a tiny tibur? Good question. But that's not really what it is. That's what, yeah, or some sort of Kabbalah's tinus. Yeah, that formula or something similar. That's what the Ritva seems to be saying. I don't think we paskin that way practically. I think if someone goes to the Rav and says, you know, I forgot to say a Kabbalah, they wouldn't be like, okay, go, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow's Purim. That they likely would say, okay, but it's still our Menachta fast. But yeah, but that is what the Ritva would probably say. Yeah, you're off the hook. You didn't do a Kabbalah. Let's see another ramification of this. The Shulchan Aruch, or really the Ramah, in source 13, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mis'anam b'yagimah ba'adar. We fast on the 13th, Yom Chol Purim, Be'echa b'Shabbos, Makdim le'zanos b'yom Chamishi, he puts it back to Thursday. And now the Ramah comes in, Netayne zu eino chova. He puts this, it's not an obligation, l'chein yesh l'hakel bo, le'ezat tzorech. And we can be makil in various ways. Kigon mi'uberes u'minikos, o'chol she'imo sakana, lower level. Usually we need some sort of sakana to cancel a fast. Here, even if you have no sakana, you can cancel the fast if you're sick. V'afilu, you have eye pain. If it hurts you a lot, you don't need a fast. You should pay back, fast another day later. But if you're a stam, a healthy person, you can't just not fast. You shouldn't leave the tzibur. You should fast along with the tzibur. If perm's on a Sunday, we fast on Thursday. The rabbi spoke about this the other day. Between Mincha and Maariv, right? You have a bris on a Thursday, like Rav Wiener's grandson. Mutar lecho ala mila, so you're allowed to eat at the bris, even just a bystander. You didn't make the bris. You're a bystander. You can eat at the bris. Ulamachar b'yom vav yisanua ochlim, but then you have to make up your fast the next day. So you know, not such a good deal, but fine. But this also shows the Ramah clearly comes out and says it's not a real fast, right? It's a minug to be mekabel, and that gives you more flexibility with being docha generally, and especially if it's pushed back early, and there's some simcha, okay, so don't fast that year, fast the next day. I'll just add, the next halach on the Shulchan Aruch, I should have included it, he says, okay, and we have the minug to fast 3 days, did I write down here? Yeah. Yesh mis'anim, some people fast 3 days for Tainus Esther. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch thinks there's two separate fasts. There's Yud Gimel, Tainus Esther, and then there's the three other fasts at the end of Adar, presumably something like that, for Tainus Esther. So that's interesting. He has like Tzvei Dinim in Tainus Esther. Again, I don't know anyone who does that, but if you do, it'd be good. Someone, right? If we follow the suggestion of the Shulchan Aruch, it says Yesh. He doesn't say you have to, but that would be what he says. Yeah, cover all the bases.
You have one for the story and then one because of, you know, this degree or whatever.
Well, if you wanted to cover all the bases, you'd have to do Yud Gimel, you'd have to do three fasts at the end of Adar, and you'd have to do Bahab in Iyar. Okay? You know, not impossible. So, you know, if anyone decides to take that chumra upon themselves, that'd be exciting. Let us all know. There are other things, other chumras also, if that's where you're going. Okay. So, yeah. And look at source 15, Agos Maimonios, in a different context, in Hilchos Tainios in general. So he says, he suggests, Shema Tainis Esther Chashivan Ki Tainis Chova, Ki Tishabav, Kevan Dahavi Mi Divrei Agaon, Wimina Kol Yisrael. So it's in a different context about a Rishus versus a Chova. He wants to say, maybe it really is a Chova, maybe it's a Chova just like Tisha B'Av. So there are different views. Not everyone agrees that it's sort of as the Ramah says that it's not a chova, and as the Ritva said, you have to accept it. Not everyone agrees about that, but that does seem to be the primary view here. With our remaining time, let's discuss the nature of Tainus Esther. And I think Phil gave us some of the approach earlier. Some of the approaches. So let's just discuss. I think there's three different ways of thinking about Tainus Esther. One way of understanding it, it's a Tainus like any other Tainus. This fits nicely with the views that it's really a Chova, including the views that it's in the Megillah or it's in Chazal, it's a normal fast day. It's a normal fast day. And for whatever reason, it's tied to Purim, but it's a normal fast day, and all the usual rules apply. We'll see the various Nachmis. That's approach number one. Approach number two, as we've seen, is maybe it's a Tainus Yachid. It's not a real Tainus. It's not automatic. It's not a Tainus Sibur. It's not, you need a Kabbalah. You can sort of get around it if it's complicated. It's not a real Tainus because it's just different than the other ones. It's a later Minhag. It's a Minhag. It's not a real Takana. That's a second approach. And then a third approach in terms of the nature of the day is what Phil was suggesting earlier, which is maybe it's a special type of Tainus. Usually Tainusim are sad days. Maybe Tainus Esther is a happy fast. Okay, so that's, in theory, sounds interesting. What exactly does this mean? So let's look at a few different areas where this might come up as a nafkamina. Is Tainus Esther a normal fast, like normal Tanios in general? Or is it either not really a full-fledged fast, or is it maybe even a happy fast? So first, we discussed this earlier, who said you're allowed to fast on the 13th of Adar? So the Ran, on source 16 here, and he quotes the Ravid who says, okay, we don't keep Megillas Tainus anymore, but you can't make a fast day on one of the days of Megillas Tainus. You're allowed to personally fast on the Megillas Tainus days, but you can't, Chazal would not say everyone should fast on this day if it used to be a happy day. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Alpha Mish above Megillas Tainus, Alpha Mish in Gozrenosana Yamim Tainus Alat Sibur, Lichachila, and he has a proof to that. So, fine, so he goes through all that. And and then we'll jump to right. He says the Hayom Nikanor Hu VeAvul Bisha Batel In Gozer Bo Tainus Al Tzibur Elishu Zal Kusav. So how does the Ravid reconcile this? Why do we fast in Yud Gimel? The Yud Gimel Eino Dome Lishar Tanios. It's not like other fast days. The Zikaron Hu Lines Shenaisavo. It commemorates the miracle that happened on the 13th. Remember, the 13th is Yom Kihila Lakol. The 13th is the day when the war happened. The biggest miracles of Purim happened not on Purim, but on Tainus Esther. Right, it's easy to forget this. The miracle, everyone talks about the miracle of Purim on Purim, it really happened the day before. The Ode, she yeshlanu smach b'kasuv she'amar, v'kasher kimu al nafsham, divrei tzomos, lomar she'gashem she'kiblo aleim lasos yom tov, kach kiblo aleim divrei tzomos v'akasam, komer lasos tainis v'chol shana v'shana. Right, he also reads it into the pasuk. The original takana of Purim was not just Purim on the 14th, but also the fast on the 13th. But it's a happy fast. Because it's a happy fast, that's why you're allowed to do it in Yom Nicanor. Right? Yom Nicanor is you're not supposed to fast, or at least not supposed to make a fast, if it's a sad fast. But if it's a happy fast, great. Right? Like, you might arguably say that Yom Kippur is a happy fast. How can we fast on Yom Kippur? It's a yontif. Yom Kippur is a yontif. How do we fast on Yom Kippur? But if it's a happy fast, we're right, in some sense, we're transcending the physical. We're not debasing ourselves by removing ourselves from the physical. We're transcending it. That's a happy day. Of course we can do that on the yontif of Yom Kippur. Similarly, although also different in a lot of ways, although Kippurim, I don't know. Similarly, the Ravid says, even though it's usher to set a real fast on the 13th of Adar, it's Yom Nicanor, but if it's a happy fast, if it's a Zikaron Hu Lines, then you can do that. Then you can override. Big Chiddush, but it fits with Phil's point before, that Tainus Esther is a happy fast. Yeah. Okay, so what we end up doing may be a mix of different things that don't fully fit together, possibly. Or you might say, okay, we say slichos because that's what they did. We're commemorating the slichos that they said in Purim, the day of the war. We're not saying slichos because we're upset. We're saying slichos to commemorate what they did. Maybe. Or maybe it's just a little incoherent. Okay, sometimes Armin Hagen, we take a bit from here and a bit from there, and we get a shtickle cholent. We don't fully celebrate it in a happy way, but that also is right. Yeah. But these are all like always these complicated dates. Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah fully a chag? Not chag. Is Rosh Hashanah fully a yom tov? Or are there some negative? Right. These are complicated things, and minhagim end up coming up in such a way that we're maybe not 1,000% consistent. But that is what we have here. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. Things are complicated. Okay. Next source. Tainus Esther Chalios B'Shabbos. Why do we keep Tainus Esther this year on Thursday? Why do we push it earlier? So we see... And right, so let's read the Magid. So yeah, and especially because we have this usual rule of as we saw before, right? Akdumi peranusa lo makdamina. We don't make bad things earlier. So why do we make Tainus Esther earlier? If it's a fast day, we always make fast days later, not earlier. So the Magid Mishnah says, this is maybe the simplest answer. Why can't you push Purim off, Tainus Esther off to Sunday this year? Lefisho Purim. It's not true. It is Purim, right? It's Purim itself. This year, we can't do Tainus Esther on Sunday. That's Purim. Obviously, you can't do Tainus Esther then. V'chein ein misan be'erev Shabbos. You don't do Erev Shabbos. Make kavod a Shabbos. You don't want to go into Shabbos fasting or too many slichos. A couple different reasons. Why not do it Monday? So that would be Tainus Esther. Why not Tuesday? Okay, that's already off, you know, it's already very late. If the fast comes out on Friday, then you do keep it. That's only if it's the real day, not earlier. If it's pushed off, you push it off further. That's the answer. So why do we make Tainus Esther earlier? Technical reasons. You make it later, it's going to run into Purim and Shushan Purim, and then it's already over, it's too late. So we make it earlier. The Mordechai, on the other hand, we'll read the bold. Why do we say about Tisha B'Av that we move that fast only later, not earlier? And we don't say the same thing here. We only make it later. Because Tisha B'Av is Peranus. Implication. What's Tainus Esther? Not Peranus. It's Simcha. It's Simcha, or at the very least, maybe it's not, it's a day that we have a minhag to fast, but it doesn't take on the nature of a fast day. Or maybe it's, technically everyone's supposed to fast, it's a minhag, but it's not a tiny sea where it doesn't take on a fast day in the same way. Right. Oh, so we'll get to that in a minute. Great, great.
It means it's a Puranos, means it's a day of trouble in the world. So it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Well, Tisha B'Av, but if we're talking about Tisha B'Av, it's a bad day for Klal Yisrael. We have the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. I guess it was probably a good day for Nebuchadnezzar. I don't know. Right, you could just say it's a neutral, or it doesn't have a formal status in that, or you could say it's positive. And in fact, the She'iltos in Source 19... The 13th, it's a fast, it's a Nes fast. It's a Nes fast. That's when the war happened. We're commemorating the war. We're commemorating the Nes. And that you want as soon as possible. Get as many Nisim commemorated as soon as possible, but not Tisha B'Av. So the She'iltos and the Mordechai make this contrast. And the She'iltos very clearly says it's because it's something positive.
You need to say that thematically, the fast should always precede the Nes. Or the fast should precede the Simchos. Because it was because of our fast.
Great. So yeah, they don't quite say this in so many words, but I think this may either is underlying that or is an additional factor that if you would do like what was suggested, right, if you want to put Tainus Esther afterwards, it's just incoherent. You're not reliving the story. The whole point is, you know, you fasted, you fought the war, and then you won, and then you celebrate. So we do the same thing. We fast, and then we celebrate. If you do it out of order, it's just incoherent. You're not really reliving it. So I think that works very nicely as well, whether or not that's implied here. Yeah. About pushing it earlier.
About the
Nace. If that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. Right, it could be that the Bechoros are like, you know, I really should have died. I got out of it. I owe one.
It would have been that night.
Yeah. You're saying at night as opposed to earlier.
Before.
Interesting. Right. Right. I guess you could say the same thing. Well, when else are you going to fast? You can't really do it like after Pesach. But yeah, maybe it's a similar svar. Okay. A couple of other things as we're running out of time. So, the nature of a tainus. How do we generally treat a tainus? Is it just about not eating? So the Rambam says, "Hare ze lo yinhog at idunin be'atzmo, v'lo yakel rosh, v'lo yis sameach v'tov lev, el doig ba'onin." On a fast day, you shouldn't enjoy yourself. You shouldn't be happy. You should be upset. Apparently, I saw someone quoted the Rav as saying you shouldn't watch movies on a fast day. I assume sad movies are okay, but like you shouldn't have a good time on a fast day. Does that apply on Tainus Esther? So if you say Tainus Esther is a normal fast, then yeah, why not? It's the same as any other fast. If you say Tainus Esther is either not really the nature of a fast day, it's just we happen to fast and as a yachid, and certainly if you say it's a happy fast day, then that wouldn't apply. Then everyone should go and watch their all their favorite movies on Tinus Esther, if that's the case. So the nature of the fast day, should you be upset all day or not, is another implication of this question. In terms of, can you make a chuppah the night of Tinus Esther, a related issue. Now, in general, about Tanios, it's not clear that it's usher to make a wedding the eve of a fast. I think this is generally not done, but technically, right, a fast day, let's say Asar B'Teves, not during the 3 weeks, not during just a, you know, to do a fast the eve of Asar B'Teves, not clear that it's usher. Definitely some people discourage it, but there's an argument to be made, I'm not going to read it inside, in source 22, that even if you would say in general not to do a fast the night before, not to do a wedding the night before a fast, for Tinus Esther, it's okay. Again, because it's a different nature of the day. It's not a sad day. It's a happy day, or at least it's a neutral fast day, so it wouldn't apply. Next, source 23. This is a piece in Harari Kedem I took a snippet from. And this ties into the question of La'asid Lava, the future, which was mentioned, right, in terms of how much we want to be makdim or not. And the Gemara talks about how in the future, kolat somos, well, we say, kolat in general, kolat somos elo sidinli batli mosim mashiach. The Rambam says all the fasts are going to disappear. But what about Tinus Esther? Because we know the Gemara talks about Yemei HaPurim lo yibatlu. This is the Rambam paraphrasing the Gemara, right? In general, holidays in the future won't necessarily continue, right? We'll get rid of all the holidays in Messianic times. But Yemei HaPurim lo yibatlu. Why? Yemei HaPurim ha'ela lo yavru mitocha Yehudim. V'zichum lo yosef mizarim. The Pasuk says these days of Purim will never disappear. So whereas the rest of the Chagim maybe can disappear in Messianic times, Purim won't. And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, maybe that would apply to Tinus Esther as well. That obviously only makes sense if you see Tinus Esther as part of the celebration of Purim. Right? If it's a sad day in the future, obviously it should go away. But if it's part of the celebration of Purim, either modeling, right, reenacting the fast slash war, and then the celebration, or remembering what Esther did, or however it is, if it's part of the Purim story, part of the celebration, we would continue to have that in Messianic times. So just to close, we saw Megillah, Tinus Esther. It's not clearly indicated in the Megillah. In fact, it may be usher to fast in Tinus Esther for two reasons, Yom Nicanor and Erev Purim slash the main day of the miracle of Purim. But then we saw different possible sources, either commemorating Esther's fast, maybe Esther's enactment of the fast, maybe it's really 3 days, maybe that's what Bahab is, whether the Bahab is during Adar or during Iyar, maybe it's about warding off Sama'el. In terms of the level of this mitzvah, either it's a Stama Minhag, maybe it's like it's an individual fast that we have a minhag to do, maybe it's a Dinder Abban, and the Gemara mentions it, Rabbeinu Tam takes that approach, or maybe it's really in the Psukim. It's Divrei Kabbalah, based on the Psukim, a strong Dirabanan. And then a whole host of Nafkaminas, the weaker it is, the more flexibility there is for being Mekil for someone who's only a little sick. And the more you say it's a part of the celebration of Purim, the more we can explain why it happens on Yud Gimel Adar, on Yom Nicanor, and why we push it back earlier instead of later, and why it might continue to exist in the future, and maybe why we can do weddings on the eve of Tinus Esther, why it's not an unhappy day, v'chule. We should all be zocha this year for a very happy Purim, and according to some Shitos, also a very happy Tinus Esther.